And we're joined now by James Lamb, our Melbourne form man, for the upcoming card at Caulfield, which features some group racing. Lamby, I'm excited to get into it with you. Of course, the preview brought to you by Zedbet in the Zone. Now, Lamby, before we get into your best bet, etc., we do have the Bletchingley Stakes, which some say is the unofficial start to the Spring Carnival. What do you think of the race and who are you with?
I'm not sure if it's the start of the spring. I don't know if it. I don't know if any of these sprinters will be measuring up in the group races come the springtime. But it's a good betting race, Fitzy. If you like one, you're getting good odds. It's about $4.60 the field.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Now, who are you with? I'm with you, by the way. I can't get as excited about it as others do, but it is a good betting race, as you said. I did the punter's predictor on this yesterday, and it had order of command at double figure odds. Are you with it, or are you with something else?
No, I've got it as a sneaky improver back on a wet track. It does seem to relish wet ground, but I've gone with Red Can Man, who I thought was really impressive winning the Sir John Monash last time. Chased a pretty hot speed and seemed to be stronger the further that race went. It had no issues sitting up on the hot tempo, and looks a pretty strong speed in this as well. You got the Astrologist, Streets of Avalon, Sansom drawn out. They'll all go forward and have a crack for the lead. So I can see Red Can Man getting the right run, and it's hard to see him going backwards from what he did last time, given he was only second up, having his second run in Victoria. So sticking with a Red Can Man.
Indeed, mate. Indeed, hard to see him going backwards. It's funny we've got Streets of Avalon in this, who I personally don't give a hope, and yet he's a two-time Group 1 winner. It's just weird.
Yeah, and you got Viridane as well, who won this race, I think it was last year or the year before. So yeah, there's plenty of good horses that could show up on their day, but I just think Red Can Man is the horse on the up.
No, hard to argue with you there, mate. What about your best of the day?
Best of the day, Fitzy. Race 2, number 1, Great Again at about 3:30. There's been a little bit of early money for him. He's a horse that's burnt punters and burnt me a couple of times over the journey as well, but he just looks beautifully placed in this race. He looks the only real speed in the event. I think the blinkers go on for the first time. Yeah, blinkers go on, so can see him going forward. He just found 1,000 metres a bit too sharp last time, so up to 1,400 suits. Might be able to control the tempo. And the big one is the soft 7, heavy 8 conditions. He just loves the mud. He's a different horse with a bit of sting out, and the Lindsay Smith stable are dead set airborne at the moment, Fitzy, so I can see Great Again really improving here and proving pretty hard to run down.
I haven't got the fields in front of me, and you are the Melbourne man, but is that your tip in the Bletchingley and your best bet, both Lindsay Smith trained?
Yes. Yes.
Big day for Uncle Lindsay, according to our man, James Lamb. Where's your next best coming up, mate?
You're wrong, actually. Red Can Man, similar colours. It's David Brighto.
Apologies. My apologies.
That's all right. No, I was questioning it, but I followed you in. Race 3, number 1 is my next best, Sunfall. Horse from the Price and Mick Kent Jr. yard. It's a bit of a tricky race, but if you go through this horse's form, bumped into Animo on debut and then Artorias at its third start. It was beaten 4 lengths and 6 lengths behind those two horses, but they're Group 1 horses. This is not a Group 1 field. He appreciated a massive drop back in class to win impressively at Geelong last start. He was 11th at the 400 and won pretty easily in the end. I can't see the step up to 1,400 causing him too many issues. And he's drawn well for Froggy Newitt, who's a rejuvenated jockey at the moment. He's booting home winners every single day of the week. So Sunfall hard to beat. And there's a little roughy in the race too. Swear She's Perfect. Number 11, 2-year-old filly Elton and Zara. No luck on debut and then very good last time and looks like it's looking for 1,400 as well. So you could have something on Sunfall and a little saver on Swear She's Perfect.
Interesting you mentioned Swear She's Perfect. I black booked her after her debut run, tipped her in the work group chat last start, and I think she was, what, second or third? And of course, I only backed her for the win, so I was wrapped with
finished
that.
Finished third. It was a tight go. She was hitting the line nicely.
Yeah, she's certainly one to follow. And you would argue that, what, 4 lengths off Animo, that could just about have got you second in the Group 1 in the Sydney Autumn, mate.
Yeah, so that's right.
That's pretty good form. What about your best value, of course, brought to you by Zedbet?
Yeah, the value has diminished somewhat, Fitzy. Race 7, number 11, The Garden. It went up $9, but punters haven't missed it. It's into 650 now, so it's not probably the value that we're after when I was doing the preview, but it's probably a good sign that it has been backed early. It was mighty impressive winning at Geelong on July 16. First up on a soft 7, so a little bit against there, and it put two lengths on Sandy Prince, who had really strong maiden form coming into that, and Sandy Prince put nearly 2.5 lengths on third, so there was a big gap from first to third, which you always like to see. This is a reasonable step up in class, but it does look to have a horse that's got plenty of raw ability, so I can see it going on with the job. Craig Williams takes the ride, barrier 14, perhaps not ideal, but look, if it's a genuinely rain-affected track, maybe the inside chops up and the middle and the outside is the place to be. So I'm hoping the Garden can continue on its winning ways.
Craig Williams, I thought, would be a good booking for Seb Song in the last at Cranbourne on Thursday. And unfortunately, that runs fourth when all I needed to do was place. So how good's punting, James?
Yeah, I've sacked that thing. That's been very disappointing, this preparation. I was with you a little bit thinking that it was... half a chance today, but no, today was D-Day and it's cooked, it's done.
The track didn't help, but I'll give it that. But anyway, we're talking about Saturday, not today's bets. Just recap your tip in the Bletchingley and also your best, next best and best value, please.
Yeah, I'm going with Red Can Man in the Bletchingley. So race 8, number 5. Best bet comes up nice and early, Fitzy. That's race 2, number 1. Next best is race 3, number 1, and the best value, bear with me, race 7, number 11, The Garden.
Sounds good, James. Of course, your full preview and tips available out on punters.com.au, so check that out on the website or the app. Of course, head to Punters for anything else you may need. And for people in South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales and pretty much the rest of the country soon, I'm sure, James, keep doing the right thing and stay safe. Most importantly, happy punting.